worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time. It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Are you not entertained?
Not yet, we just started.
True, that is the right answer. Mickey was gonna say no, she's not. I could see it in her face already.
Never.
Yeah.
Wow.
So glad to have you here.
Good endorsement.
I am glad to have the listener here. Glad
yes.
you're here.
Yes.
It's a freak accident. The internet's best podcast. You're just finding out about it now.
Exactly.
That's fine. Welcome to the party.
Yes.
I'm Crisco, and I've got Lazy E here.
How you doing?
And I've got Mickey here, as previously mentioned.
I'm still here.
Fortunately for everybody involved.
As you can see who the pessimist is in this room.
Yeah.
Hi!
I'm glad you cleared the cigarette smoke out of your throat before you started talking there on that last exchange.
Yeah, I need a little
before
help
that,
on
she's
that.
Like, "Hey, hi, welcome to the podcast."
She's a demon.
I'm Mickey. Come to Beans and Bumps.
Come listen to a freak accident.
I take care of the place while the master is away. Spot on.
Man, the Torgo theme, it works on so many levels.
It does. In fact, I can still hear it way off in the distance somewhere.
Blame this company.
Give me this.
See, it's on zero.
It is not there. Now it's over.
There.
Hit the fade out button. That's what kills it.
You fade out.
I am on my way. Don't you worry. I'm well on my way to fading out at a young, young age. Oh. We'll be fine. Oh. Freakaccident.com, by the way, is our website. Plenty of things there. Go explore them. And also, send us an email, freaks@freakaccident.com. If you include your physical mailing address, we'll send you some free stickers. I don't mean include your physical as in like a medical procedure that...
Please let us know your heart rate.
Yeah, your cholesterol. Yeah, your hemoglobin level.
I just combined blood pressure and cholesterol and I said blesterol.
Yeah, blesterol.
Yes.
I want to know what my blesterol is now.
Yeah,
emails that and the
things and stuff.
Stuff and things.
All
and,
stuff.
Podcast related chicanery.
That was close. That word, I heard it and I was like, ooh.
Where's this guy? He's like slowed down. It's like, wait, where's this going? Hold on. He's moving. Oh, okay.
All right, we're fine.
Yeah. The inner monologue there. So we've got something here. Did we tease this a couple episodes back?
Yes, we did. We teased it last episode.
Well, we definitely did then.
And we talked about
the inception of the idea, though. I'm not sure when that occurred.
Maybe 2-3 weeks ago?
I thought so.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago.
Go to podcast.afreakaccident.com, the podcast archive. Find out and then email us freaks@afreakaccident.com and clue me in because I don't know what's going on my own show.
And if you let us know, we'll send you a sticker for that, even though we'll send you it anyways.
Yeah, right.
Two times the amount of stickers you get.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We do not have that many stickers, sir.
Well, if they're that loyal.
I am not a sticker factory.
You are now. Sticker man.
All right.
Nothing but a sticker man.
How are you, Mickey? You're very quiet over there today. More quiet even than usual.
I'm not looking forward to this game.
The Bean Boozled? Yeah, we're playing Bean Boozled. In case you don't know what it is, you're unfamiliar with the concept. Lazy E, do you want to fill them in on what exactly this is?
Okay. If you like Jelly Bellies. thanks, Mickey. There's different types of flavors. You like the Tutti Frutties. You like the popcorn flavor. Well, this game couples them with ones that look just like those flavors, but taste like things like barf and
dirty
toothpaste.
Socks.
Yeah.
So, like, just by way of example, I have a handy chart here.
Yeah.
You've got one that's kind of orange and red, and that flavor could either be strawberry banana smoothie.
Good.
Or dead fish.
Not so great.
Yeah. So it's kind of, you're gambling. You're gambling.
Yeah. It's like Russian roulette.
I'd like to know who had to taste test to find out what this actually tasted like.
A well-paid
before
man.
Before they made the beans.
well-paid man.
I could just imagine somebody eating a dirty sock.
Yeah.
I don't want to imagine that. Not even close. Not at all.
The thing is, some of them, even if you get the bad flavor, isn't bad. It's like toothpaste. It's going to taste like mint. Whatever. That's not terrible. But then you have something like barf. I'm going to throw up.
Yeah.
Well, what if it's like used toothpaste? They didn't really describe it well. It just says toothpaste.
You? Yeah, I guess if they spit it from their mouth to your mouth.
See, this one, canned dog food or chocolate pudding, that's a win-win. I don't see a potential pitfall between those two flavors.
Dog food?
Yeah, those times without a job, you had to resort to some other ways.
I'm saying, man, you know, there have been some deep, dark moments in my life, so.
So, you ready to play?
Let's do
the first round. We're going to do it periodically throughout the show.
We've got the wheel of pain there. We're going to spin the dial and see what it lands on.
Let's kick off Bean Boozled. Bean Boozled, jelly beans, it's caramel, popcorn. There's a song for everything, everybody.
Apparently.
So, we've got to figure it out. Let's do this.
How abrupt that ended. All right, so who's going to go first? Go ahead, Mickey. I volunteer you.
Great.
Since you're dreading it the most, you can kick it off.
No, I can't even spin the spinner.
Just, what did it land on?
Something green.
Green. Juicy pear or booger? So let's find out what's the closest.
Okay, so it's the green one with like the darker green bits in it.
Okay, so here's one for you, Mickey. Here's one for you, Crisco.
Oh, we're all doing it together?
I thought we were all going to spin different ones.
No. No, this is the fun of it.
Oh, okay.
Is
that
we're playing Russian roulette with beans.
So one of us got juicy pear and...
Or we all got good or we all got bad.
Oh, this should be lovely then. All right.
All right. You ready for this?
Wait, hold on. I got to crack my water bottle open.
Do we have a bucket for puking?
No.
Great.
Just don't puke on the board.
Anywhere else is fine.
Yeah, anywhere else I don't care. That can all be clean. Do not puke on my board.
Well, ease to my right. We're good.
There you go. He is your bucket.
I guess I am her east.
All right, so down the hatch on three.
One, two, three. Yep. That wasn't good.
Oh, I got pear.
I spit it out.
Yep, I got booger.
I spit it out. I'm going to swallow it with the water.
No, see, I'm going to commit, and I'm going to make it go all the way down.
I am, too.
I am filth.
I got it back in.
I am a garbage human, so.
Yeah, you too can suffer. Have fun.
There's actually a delicious aftertaste to it.
What kind of aftertaste? Oh, sticking to your teeth like a booger.
It does take on the it's a jelly bean, so it does take on the consistency of a booger after a certain period of time. That could have been. Oh, now there's another aftertaste, and this one's worse than the first.
The water doesn't help. Ugh. So, me and Crisco lost.
I don't need water. I think I need beer. I'm going to go get out and get myself a beer. And then
You're drunk enough not to taste this. Mm-hmm. Oh.
He's on to my plan.
Well,
that's not fair.
So,
can't
we're
do
done,
that.
Right? That was one. Okay, we're finished.
No, this is going to continue.
Why?
Because we hate ourselves.
Whose idea was this?
Yours.
It was not my idea at all.
You don't even remember what episode it was.
It was his idea, and I was dumb enough to say, yeah, that could work.
Right, so I blame you.
Yeah, you said yes.
I don't have final say in anything. This is a communal effort.
Well, welcome to the trough.
I call bull malarkey.
What are you talking about?
Bull malarkey.
What are we talking about on the show today?
What are you talking about? You call malarkey. Malarkey on what?
You made the final decision. It's your fault.
I did not make the final decision. It was put to a vote like everything we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Why the f*** you lying? Why you always lying? Oh my God. Stop f***ing lying.
I'm not lying, though.
Yeah, you are.
Works that way.
Yeah.
It's okay.
So, liar. It's all your fault. Thanks.
You're giving me a really bad reputation here.
I know. That's the best part about
you're
this.
You're making
people.
Me seem like, you know, I'm a glutton.
You're a what?
Well,
glutton for punishment.
Yeah. But I recovered. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, no, thank you. Glutton for punishment was what I was trying to say.
Good try.
Like, I would willingly subject myself to this.
I'm surprised you went for subject. after messing up that last word. That was a bold move, sir. Bold move.
Live dangerously.
Yeah.
We've got the 4th of July to talk about, since that is not this week, but next week, but close enough.
Yeah. Or if you're listening later, hey, we're here.
Yeah, it could be like the 4th of July, like 3 years from now. I don't know.
Well, who knows? Well, it's stuff that you may not know about the 4th.
We're also going to talk about Bill Cosby.
Oh, yeah, because he's wheeling and dealing with that Jell-O pudding.
Jell-O pudding here, representative of something way, way worse and illegal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll be catching up with old Bill and seeing what he's been up to. Yes. And how his various trials are going. And we've got the final edition of Lazy E's Wizard World series of interviews.
Oh, I cannot wait for this. This is a good one.
The last interview you got from Wizard World was with the original Incredible Hulk himself, Lou Ferrigno.
Yes. He walked away sad after this one.
Actually, well, after talking to you, yeah, he walked away sad.
Yeah, he was like, aw.
Ah, that was funny.
Thank
that
you.
Was funny.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was gonna say it wasn't Bill Bixby, but that joke works. I like the joke.
Thank you.
We've got a study that says our phone may be making us dumb just by being near it.
It's this is gonna blow your mind. Throw it out the window.
Maybe that's why I keep misspeaking so much. I could blame the phone from now on.
That's why I didn't hit that button right. It was my phone's fault.
Okay,
Mickey, you don't even know technology, yep. So you're fine.
And the last segment, swinging. And that's all I'm going to say about that until we get there.
I'm just going to say, biggest mess up that could have ever happened.
It is all on the way in this episode of A Freak Accident.
Abraham Lincoln once said, "Whatever you are, be a good one." Maybe we should rethink this show. You're listening to A Freak Accident.
Yeah! Fireworks and alcohol, two of my favorite things.
You know, they never
together.
What a combination, right?
Yeah, yeah. Very, very poor decision making and highly dangerous explosives. Highly volatile explosives.
To celebrate our freedom to do so.
Yes. My, it really is a glorious holiday.
It really is.
I'm looking forward to it. I do every single year, especially around here, because now that, I was going to say the fireworks are still illegal, the big ones, but everybody gets them anyway. It doesn't matter. Best thing you can do, find a high place to go. Like up in the mountains, yep, or something, find like an overlook, look down, and just watch like the hundreds upon hundreds,
totally,
of explosions that you're seeing going off at any given second.
That's the favorite in the city around where we're at, Wilkes-Barre. You play the game, gunshot or firework.
Oh.
Guess what? You're right.
Yeah, in both cases, you're right.
You're right.
So we decided to, since the 4th of July is next week,
yeah,
and
what?
I don't know. I totally lost my train of thought. That was weird. That's
that
never happened
good
before.
That was really good. And that has happened a lot.
Since we like informing people and teaching you new things, yeah, that's where I was going with it, Mickey.
Sure it was.
You can look at me judgmentally all you want.
I will continue to do so.
My pride is already damaged. You can't hurt it anymore. So, we've got a list of factoids about the 4th of July that you may not be aware of that we decided to just throw at you. Let's see what sticks to your mind.
Makes you seem smart at the parties.
Yeah.
You can throw these facts and they'll be like, huh, where'd you learn that?
Yeah, as you're drinking your Genesee, you can drop some of these nuggets of knowledge on your friends this 4th.
Cream. Genesee cream. You gotta go all the way.
Are you ready to get into some of this?
Let's do it.
This is from Business Insider. First off, only two people actually signed the Declaration of Independence on July 4th.
Frauds.
That was John Hancock and Charles Thompson.
Wait a second. It's Herbie Hancock.
The Secretary of Congress. Most of the others signed on August 2nd. They waited almost a month?
Did you not believe in it? That's kind of scary.
Yeah.
Was it that sketchy?
Probably.
Hancock was all about it, though. He's like, hell yeah, get my name on that sucker.
Well, he just wanted to be first.
Let's independent this thing.
Here.
Listen. In your face, George!
If you have a last name like that, you want something positive somewhere, and you want to be the first at something.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's interesting. There's a factoid.
Yeah, that actually is pretty
Not everyone was on board with celebrating on July 4th.
Oh, here we go.
That is the day that Congress approved the declaration. Oh, so maybe that's why. They only approved it on the 4th. They didn't sign it until a month later, though. They had things to do. You know, they had shoes to shine, muskets to load, because that was a very complicated, long process.
Uh-huh. Polio to try to get rid of.
Right. John Adams wanted to celebrate on July 2nd, the day Congress voted for independence. So,
voting's never
they
fun.
Voted for independence on the 2nd. They approved the declaration on the 4th, and then they finally all got their names on it a month later. They really took their time. They were in no rush to get out of the under the purview of England.
Government really hasn't changed much, huh?
Takes forever to do anything. I think that's kind of the point, though.
Why?
Of government, of like the way our government's set up. It's purposefully so that things can't get done quickly. This is another little nugget of knowledge for you, because that was the whole thing they were against. The crown, it was one person who could just say something and it would happen. They wanted to make it as difficult as possible to screw things up.
Kind of like Crisco just deciding we're playing Bean Boozled.
Yeah. I did not. I made no such decision.
Yeah, right.
That was your own decisions made freely and willingly by you via voluntary vote.
Yeah, it must be fun to lie.
Just like America.
Yep. Okay, King Crisco.
One U.S. president, Calvin Coolidge, was born on July 4th. Most American president who's ever lived.
Because he's cool.
So were Nathaniel Hawthorne, Neil Simon, George Steinbrenner, and Malia Obama.
Huh.
So Obama's one daughter is carrying the spirit of America inside of her. I wonder when the next National Treasure comes out, Nicolas Cage tries to steal her.
That might change into a different movie at that point.
Three U.S. presidents have died on July 4th. John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and James Monroe. Not all on the same July 4th.
It's like, wow, what a tragic day.
And not all while they were presidents either.
Yeah.
They weren't in office when this happened. In a bizarre twist of fate, Adams and Jefferson both died. Oh, I'm sorry. Adams and Jefferson both died on July 4th, 1826. So I was half wrong, but half right, so glass half full. In your face, Mickey. Take that. The 50th anniversary of the country they had helped found. So on the 50th anniversary of America, both of them died.
Well, that's pretty terrible.
How did they die?
Polio, probably.
Yeah. Or wooden teeth.
Yeah. Or some other kind of terrible infectious disease that is now easily curable.
Yeah.
Like the cold.
Yeah. They had the sniffles.
Yeah.
What did they die from? Allergies.
A dog walked by. It was terrible. Big epidemic.
On July 4th, 1778, George Washington ordered a double ration of rum for his soldiers to celebrate the holiday.
So now we know who started this whole ordeal.
Who started the drinking. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That couldn't have been good rum either if you had a double ration hanging around.
Oh, yeah.
Unless a ration was like a thimbleful, you know, because
yeah,
that was
never know.
The Revolutionary War. I mean,
yeah, things were a little tighter then.
It's not like they had a truckload that they could just bring in, you know what I mean?
Bring in the rum truck!
July 4th wasn't deemed a federal holiday until 1870, nearly 100 years after the nation was founded.
Thank God, because I need that day off.
Fireworks have been a major part of 4th of July since the earliest celebrations. In 1884, miners blew up the post office in Swan, Colorado because it wasn't supplied with fireworks.
That's right. You shoot the booms or we're going to blow you up.
Yeah. So they created their own fireworks because the post office didn't have any.
America.
That's what you get.
Yeah.
Swan, Colorado post.
Yeah. Stop looking at me, Swan. Just throw up your fireworks.
The Philippines gained their own independence from the U.S. on July 4th, 1946 by signing the Treaty of Manila.
Irony or deliberate, do you think?
Maybe.
Probably deliberate.
You kind of wonder, like, is part of the 4th of July celebration now the casting off of the Philippines?
Yeah, we're celebrating. You're gone.
We finally got rid of them. Yeah. Thank God.
They thought they got independence. They just got kicked out.
Except our listeners in the Philippines. We love you guys.
You're awesome.
I'm sure you exist.
Totally great.
I'm sure you're real. You're real, not just in my heart.
We do have one. My friend is working down there right now. She has been for the past month, and she listens to the show.
Good. Tell her to tell the local indigenous population to check us out, too.
Just not this part where we said that.
Right. Yeah, definitely avoid this last 60 seconds.
Say there was a language barrier.
Other countries, including Denmark, England, Norway, Portugal, and Sweden, celebrate the 4th of July because many of their citizens moved to the U.S. or simply to attract American tourists.
Those sneaky bastards.
Yeah, you ripoffs. It's our holiday. Get your own.
Wait a second. Are they saying they're taking our holiday and marketing it, trying to make money off the 4th of July? You wouldn't see any business in the United States take advantage of the 4th of July to have sales, to have barbecue at restaurants.
Mickey, we're over here. Okay, I know this is hurting you.
It is. It's hurting me.
She's looking off into space.
The sarcasm is just oozing out of E's mouth.
Are you hoping? What are you hoping for? Like, what are you looking toward?
That he stops.
God.
Yeah.
Please. This has to be the time.
If you're up there, please strike me down now.
Uh-huh.
I've been smoking. I've been not exercising anything.
I believe in spontaneous combustion. Just make that happen. Americans consume around 155 million hot dogs on the 4th of July each year.
So besides Joey Chestnut, what do the rest of us eat?
They also spend $92 million on chips, $167.5 million on watermelon, and $341.4 million on beer.
Oh, yeah.
The fourth man, we should have more holidays because it's a shot in the arm of the economy every time one of these goes down.
It is.
Yeah.
You get booze, you get food.
And I get another day off. Let's make more of these things happen. Come on. That's the end of this list. I have more, though. I know some of these on this list from the Planet D.
Planet D.
I know some of these are the same, right?
Yeah. Some of them are just
some of them are different, though. Let's see. Fireworks, went through that. More coincidences. Future presidents John Adams and Thomas Jefferson both signed the Declaration of Independence. And yes, they're the guys that both died on the same day.
Yes.
So that's another related fact. Let's see. There are four presidents on Mount Rushmore: George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Theodore Roosevelt, and Abraham Lincoln.
Fact.
Thomas Jefferson signed the Declaration of Independence. That's it.
That's not a fact.
No, it's not.
Well, I guess it is a fact.
The biggest blockbuster movies of the year open on the 4th of July weekend. This year, it is not Independence Day Resurgence. It bombed. Don't bother going to see it. Tarzan is the big blockbuster this weekend. This is obviously old.
Yeah, no.
Thank you, Captain Obvious.
Yeah.
He has a cape, too. Is there any 4th of July movie coming out this year?
I don't know what the big 4th of July movie is this year.
I couldn't think of one.
Is it Spider-Man Homecoming?
Oh, yeah. It comes out on the 7th.
There you go.
So it's that weekend.
Shablams.
Done.
Got it. That's the end of this list, too. 4th of July. Beer. Fireworks. What more do you need to know?
Nothing.
Nathan's hot dog eating contest.
Done.
Oh, man. You think Chestnut's going to win it again this year?
Of course he is.
We'll recap it next week.
Yeah.
For sure. On a freak accident. Up next, though.
More Bean Boozled.
More Bean Boozled and Bill Cosby. Two disgusting things in one.
Do you enjoy listening to a freak accident?
Yeah, sure.
Visit our website for even more. There's stuff and things and pictures. So visit afreakaccident.com and make some more mistakes.
I know you guys are thinking, it's been too long before we had one, so let's do it again.
Nope, I don't want to. I hate this idea.
It just mentioned the booger one in there. We just had that.
You know, if I admit that it was all my idea, can I also, like, take it away?
No.
Why not?
It's already happening.
That doesn't seem fair at all.
That's not fair to the listener. They want punishment.
Fine.
Now, last round, Mickey got the good one. She got the pear. Myself and Crisco, we got the booger. This can't happen again. Booger if Mickey player. Gets all the good ones...
I hope I get all the good ones.
Then I move from blaming Crisco to blaming Mickey. Because then it's her fault.
Yeah. She used her womanly voodoo to trick us into doing this.
The voodoo that you do.
Just all right. Karma.
E, you're spinning this one.
Yeah.
You screw me, I will...
All right, let's see what we got here. Oh, boy! Either chocolate pudding or canned dog food.
All right, there's no losing.
That's totally appropriate for this segment.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Chocolate pudding, you get the pudding popper and you put it in your mouth.
Right, this looks to be it, right? That looks to be it.
Yeah, it's the dark like purple looking one.
Okay, there you go.
All right.
Wait. I need to grab myself one. My God, I swear, if I get another bad one.
Down the hatch on three.
One, two, three.
Hatch! Oh, I got dog food.
Yep. That is dog food.
Yep, that's dog food.
Oh, my God.
Man, dog's got it good. This is tasty.
It doesn't taste as bad as booger. Kind of has a gravy flavor.
Yeah.
That's not bad. Yeah, you got any dog food? Got any dog food?
He doesn't have any dogs.
Just cats.
I'm just asking.
Ooh, cat food. We could try cat food.
Oh, let's do that. Let's forget the bean boozle.
Yeah, let's just eat cat food for no freaking
reason. Coming up
next
segment, we're going to eat cat food. Mm,
not a good aftertaste, though.
No. Mm.
That's been the worst part of this both times.
It reminds me of something else, too, and I can't put my tongue on it.
You did. You literally put your tongue on it. You see, it's all over the battle. It's like California. I figured this segment is probably not going to last long because of this song. It's our favorite song.
I love this song.
Sad thing is we know the lyrics.
Yeah. Remember when we would just sit around the office together singing this?
I know. Yeah. But there's a
Bill,
good reason.
Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby has not had a good couple of years here.
No. It with a guy who is like the funny guy, the dad in America, and this, it's like, I even feel weird watching The Cosby Show now.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, it's on reruns. And I used to love that show.
You get super creeped out. You're like, thinking twice about everything he's saying and doing in every single episode.
There's a clip online where it shows him having Rudy teach. You still have that in your mouth, don't you, Mickey? I know, so do I.
Go away!
No, but same thing with Bill Cosby. But there's one where he's giving Rudy medicine. And he goes, now, you see, what you got to do is you got to smash it up and then put it into your orange juice. I'm like, oh, my God. It was Clues the whole time.
He's been prepping since the 80s. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we had that first trial where it was deemed a mistrial because the jurors could not come to a unanimous conclusion.
Yeah, it was like a deadlock, they call it.
After 52 hours of deliberation.
Oh.
Ouch.
Somebody wanted that paycheck. And not to go to work.
Well, that's the thing. And I've seen a lot of, like, quotes and things coming out from jurors now talking about what their experience was like behind those closed doors.
Of course.
A lot of the accounts, though, I've noticed are incredibly contradictory. It's literally just because they want a book deal.
Yeah.
That's the couple that went to the press. It's like, oh, I see what you're doing. You want the book deal, so you're going to go out and make up a bunch of crap.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next one comes out and says something that's totally the opposite. Who do you believe? Don't believe any of it. But we do have some clips here.
It was of this guy. I think he joined ABC or something like that. His name's Billy Bodner, I think, or something like that.
Bobby Dugan.
I think I knew a Billy Bodner. Maybe that's why I thought that.
I'm sorry, Billy Bodner. We just accused you of not charging Bill Cosby with raping people.
Yeah, sorry, man.
So, by the way, at this point, do we all assume he did it? Like,
oh,
I know it's allegedly, but, like, when hundreds of women have come forward and accused him of sexually assaulting them over the years, I kind of got to question your innocence, bruh.
Yeah.
Not only that, the stories aren't, like, going more outlandish. They're pretty standard, and they're staying the same without hearing each other.
And it's not like there's just two or three.
No, it's
you're talking
hundreds.
Dozens and dozens and
we're
dozens.
We're getting close to 100.
Right.
Yeah, it's like, okay, at this point, yeah, we got concerns.
Yeah, if you have like two or three being famous,
yeah,
that's a coincidence.
So what was his feeling on the verdict, this guy who wants his book deal and his millions of dollars?
I've had like regret, I guess, when we came to the final deadlock decision. And it kind of has been eating in my mind, like, this could all be said and done.
You think there's something that could have happened differently to change the outcome?
Evidence. We all said it a million times in the room. If there's other evidence, more substantial evidence.
Well, that's the thing. In any case, you have to prove beyond reasonable doubt that something happened before a jury can come to a verdict.
Sure.
And I remember reading, the problem with this and with a lot of these alleged accusations is there is little to no evidence to go on. Because a lot of it's so dated already. Right. It happened years ago.
And as much as you want to do it, it's your due diligence to... You got to picture yourself in that position.
Absolutely.
Getting framed.
Well, this guy, he didn't say how he voted in the...
Well, he kind of gave a clue.
Okay. What did he say?
I thought he was guilty.
But you didn't always feel that way.
No.
What swayed you?
People's opinions and hearing their arguments and just hearing what they have to say about everything.
Can you say what one particular strong point was that made you think, boy, he's guilty?
What he said himself, I think it was in a 2005 deposition when they were asking him, would you use the word consent? He said, I wouldn't use that word. I was like... Pretty much said it there yourself, man.
You did.
He's not wrong about that.
No. I can't believe that alone. Talk about evidence. Well, I mean, I guess that's not really evidence, but it's given a good clue.
You know what's the one thing I've always wondered about these kind of high-profile trials, though?
What is that?
Is there's no way, because they try to find the most impartial people they can to put on the jury.
Yeah.
Who doesn't know who Bill Cosby is, though?
Yeah.
Somebody over in Africa.
Yeah, but usually it's a jury of your peers.
Or
so it's
New
like,
Zealand or, you know.
Mickey.
Pick an odd country.
Mickey. Oh, yeah. You're probably the most impartial juror ever because you don't know anything.
You would be correct.
Yeah, it's not even that they didn't need to know. Obviously, you're going to know Bill Cosby. They couldn't know about the case, but even then, this case was everywhere.
Well, do you think, like, that maybe the fact that it was Bill Cosby, like, did this guy say that he thought Bill Cosby could sway, because it was who it was, that maybe it swayed his thought process a little bit?
I think if it was a, like, regular average Joe, it probably wouldn't have taken that long.
Aha. So, see, it did affect things.
Of
These people
course.
Did know it was Bill Cosby.
Of course it affected things.
Yeah.
Like he said, if this was some random guy, this would have been a maybe 10-day trial, and he would have been in jail.
If that, wouldn't even have been that.
No, probably. But maybe with, you know, arguments.
Well, that was a mistrial. They might go do a retrial. They're not really sure yet. It really hasn't been announced. But a judge has set a trial date in a lawsuit accusing Bill Cosby of a Playboy Mansion assault.
Oh,
now,
God.
This trial date has been set for July 30th, 2018.
I may be assuming things.
Ooh, this one's real bad. The accusation is that he committed sexual assault against a teenager.
Oh, wait, whoa.
At the Playboy Mansion?
Yeah, more than four decades ago.
Why was there a teenager in the Playboy Mansion?
That is a question for Hugh Hefner.
That's another lawsuit right there.
Mickey, write Hugh Hefner and then see what he says.
I thought you were just asking her to write it down. Hugh Hefner. Done.
Mickey!
Look up that name.
Mickey! Take a letter.
Write something. Ben.
Dear Mr. Hugh Hefner.
Esquire.
Yeah. No, Playboy. Esquire is a different magazine.
Before you said teenager, I was going to say, you know, how sad does it have to be? You're in the Playboy Mansion and you're famous. Did you really need to take advantage of somebody?
Right.
Somebody's going to go for it.
That's a good point, yeah.
But it's a teenager. There's so many wrongs in that. God, I wish I could watch the Cosby Show again.
What's wrong with him? They got to convict him of one of these at least, right? Like, he's got to go down for something.
He's going to be dead before that happens.
He does not look good.
No.
He does not look very healthy at all. He's a wreck.
He was old. He's old. And now you go through this?
Right.
Probably wants to die.
Well, the good thing is he is not planning on a sexual assault tour.
Well, yeah, because he's...
Which sounds terrible, by the way, when you phrase it that way.
First of all, this would be the second tour. But he...
Oh!
Wow!
Oh, no. His rep
said he was going to go on tour and teach kids why that's bad and everything like that.
Most normal, like, you know, reasonable, rational people know why sexual assault is bad.
You'd hope.
The most ironic thing is if you go to one of these seminars about how sexual assault is bad, the first lesson is how you should not attend Bill Cosby's sexual assault seminar. That's lesson number one,
yes.
And you've all failed by being here.
Big time.
You are not getting your certificate. You win nothing. Good day, sir. I'm glad that that ended up not being a real thing, though.
No, I would get tickets, though, just to see how that went down.
Just to see what happened?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just Lazy E alone in a room with Bill Cosby, and he's eating popcorn going, I just can't wait to hear what you have to say.
I have a recorder. I'm ready for it.
Yeah. This is all going on the internet, Bill. The internet never goes away.
No, 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 no.
Somebody, please, take him down. Please. It's gotta happen. I mean, it more so, like I said, not for the fact that he's going to be dead soon anyway, probably.
Just to get some justice.
Just to serve the justice, because this is all, it's ridiculous that it's taken this long and nothing's happened.
Yeah.
Up next, Lazy E's final installment in his Wizard World series of interviews.
And more Bean Boozled.
Against our better judgment. It's a freak accident.
Do you realize what would happen if you missed an episode of A Freak Accident? Well, probably nothing. But knowing us, you really don't want to risk finding out.
Bean Boozled, jelly beans, it's caramel popcorn.
This song is going to haunt my dreams.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have came up with the idea.
I've had two bad ones in a row. So have you, Lazy.
Yeah.
You and I both have two bad ones in a row.
Mickey, one for one.
Yeah.
Man, none of us got the good one last time. I would have liked to get chocolate pudding.
Yeah, yeah.
My God.
I mean, law of averages have to dictate that we get a good one eventually, right?
I don't...
We did. I did.
I don't care. That's,
yeah, that means nothing to us. Crisco.
Yeah.
Think about the luck we've had in life.
Ooh.
Ooh. That dark cloud's coming over this Bean Boozled game right now.
This is just a microcosm of all of that. All right, it's my turn to spin, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, spin that sucker. All right. I'll tell you what you got.
Flick!
What did it mean? It's kind of in the middle, but I'm going to go with the blue. Oh, great. It's peach or barf.
Oh, good. If I get barf, this is the part where I barf.
Yeah, right. No, I will puke.
Yep.
Turning my head right.
Do you know what? Can I get the water ready? Because I'm going to need this, like, immediately.
Yeah.
Because I will puke.
Oh, God.
I kind of really do want to sniff this to know and be prepared.
No.
This is the one I'm nervous about.
Okay.
If I just swoosh it?
No.
I can smell it from here.
I can still taste the dog food.
Think about this.
So try and focus on that. Don't think so much about this one.
How bad is it that we have to think of the dog food to get ready for this one?
All right. Three, two, one.
Yay, I got peach. Well, Crisco's dry gagging. So's E. Probably should have done a live video of this.
Oh, Mickey, it's your show.
I don't want it to be my show. I want them to listen to you suffer.
Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, one thing we could say about Bean Boozled. Oh, my God. Oh, gross. He actually did it. Do you have a tissue or something?
Barf leads to barf.
As soon as it hit, as soon as I bit. Oh, my God.
Mine's getting the dog food taste out of my mouth.
Yeah, because you got peach. My eyes are watering. You threw up. Oh, I'm burping. Oh. But ladies and gentlemen, I think we could say this. And
Chris, okay.
He's out.
And he's leaving us.
Mickey, we can at least say this. It is the most authentic thing I've ever tried before.
Yeah, this game is lethal.
But you know what? This is a great group game. You know, everybody tries to think, what can I do at a party?
Absolutely. You know? We did this for family games. I mean, Jelly Bellies has always been, like, the Massachusetts fun thing to do. Now it's a game, so...
Yeah, I remember when my dad and I, we used to go to... Oh, God, it was Wegmans. And they used to have all the flavors, so we'd fill them up. Whenever there was a new one, that was a big day for me.
Yeah, absolutely.
It must be, like, a lot like Massachusetts. You'd be like... Oh, my God,
they
dude.
Got the cool tubes, and you see all the bellies in them and pick them out.
Yeah, when was that? Like, late 90s, mid-late 90s when that first phenomenon came out?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that was incredible. Like, because that changed the game of jelly beans. Because normally you get them on Easter, they'd be cherry. They'd be that weird spice ones that they have, which I always found weird.
Yeah, and I think they still make them. It's like that. It's kind of like the hot tamale, like cinnamon type of deal.
Yeah,
Jelly Belly did their own version of it, and it's got some weird flavor.
No, I'm talking about the one that has like the Christmas spice taste with each flavor. Ugh. Yeah, no, we don't need that. Crisco, I was saying before, and you could vouch for it now.
What did you eat?
Chocolate.
Oh, you didn't bring me one?
You didn't ask.
I didn't know what you were doing. I thought you were going to vomit. I wasn't going to ask for that. No, but...
Oh, I got to get the taste out somehow, and what better way to do it than with a Ferrero Rocher?
Oh, those are great. No, I was saying to Mickey, and we were talking about why you were throwing up and eating chocolate. You could say one thing about this game. Authentic, right?
Yeah.
That was the taste. I mean, you got double the taste.
Yeah.
It came back. Probably yep. Tasted the same coming back.
Tasted like college.
Well, I mean, we have a couple more rounds of this, so... All right, well... That was Crisco walking out of the room.
Yeah. Oh, at this point, this is how I feel about my life right now. Just going to walk away down the highway with my thumb in the air, hoping somebody will hitchhike me to my inevitable doom.
Yes. But we're playing this because my Wizard World series of interviews is coming to an end.
It's very sad, but ending on quite a high note, I would say.
Yeah, no, Lou Ferrigno, he was at the Wizard World Philadelphia, and I saw him. I knew we had to talk to him. Talk about somebody who's so iconic. Even Mickey, you don't watch movies, but you know who Lou Ferrigno is.
Yes.
And he's still doing the voice of the Hulk.
Well, we talk about it. Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, I can't wait to hear this interview, and it is on now. Lazy E's chat with Lou Ferrigno at Wizard World Philadelphia right now on A Freak Accident.
How's it going? It's Lazy E, and I'm at Wizard World Comic Con 2017 right down in Philly, the Pennsylvania Convention Center. You can head down here all weekend and meet somebody who is bigger than me, stronger than me, and you could be my dad. It's Lou Ferrigno.
How you doing? How are you?
Doing good. Man, are you in fantastic shape? My God, if you could have saw that, that muscle almost hit me in the eye. Ferrigno Fit, is that how we make this happen?
It's great because of my business website with my daughter and I. It teaches you how to become your own personal trainer. Check it out. There's so many things you can learn because you can get yourself in great shape. Get in shape online. You can customize meal plans, how to train, what to do. And we have a wonderful book out called The Reset Plan. And you have to buy this book. It's the best book I've read about nutrition, about life, about mental health. My daughter wrote the book.
Fitness runs in the family.
Exactly. You have the Ferrigno legacy, but ferrignofit.com. Please check it out with anybody that wants to get in shape. It's phenomenal.
And that's good for anything. I mean, just staying alive a little bit longer and keeping your body moving. And God, I need it myself. So we have the Hulk movies coming out, all the new DC movies. They're really cranking them out. I heard somewhere, and I may be right, may be wrong, you still do the sounds, like the grunts and the roars for the Hulk.
Yeah, I still do the voice and everything for the Hulk and the dialogue. And there'll be a couple of surprises coming up. You'll be a surprise, and I'm looking forward to it. I can't talk about it.
Could this be about Thor Ragnarok?
I can't talk about it.
I will respect that, man. But that's awesome to see that you're still in it. You still embrace the lifestyle, because there's so many people that don't after doing this. What made you just continue going on with it?
My passion, be the best I can be. Following my dream and giving back to society, because I'm a guy that wears a lot of different hats.
And you have a litany of fans, obviously, here at Wizard World Comic Con. So I don't know if I can talk about this, and if you don't want to answer, that's fine. Flash Gordon incident, London Comic Con, what was it, about a week or so ago? What happened, man?
Well, Sam Jones, a close friend of mine, it was a bullshit set up.
Okay.
Yeah, there were two fans arguing, and so Sam Jones kind of diffused it. So we all took a picture. So they were just playing animosity between Sam and I. I've known Sam for 35 years, and we had a great time. We hung out, we ate, and trained together. But it's just that one of those crazy, it was a setup. I mean, nothing happened between us.
It's typical media blowing it up to be bigger than it is.
Exactly.
All right, well, we got the real story right from you. All right, we're sitting here with Lou Ferrigno, and I got to ask this last question. What was the best role you had besides the Hulk?
The movie that just came out 2 weeks ago called Instant Death.
That's right.
It's a great British film. It's about a guy. It's like a vigilante kind of film. You see me, my best acting, very emotional, a lot of fighting, shooting. And it's a great film. Bet you people that want to see justice be served.
And I just got to tell you, one of my favorites with you in it, I love you, man.
Oh, yeah. That's a comedy. Great. The best movie of 2008.
Paul Rudd, you can't go wrong with him, right?
Paul Rudd and Jason Segel, they're delicious to work with. They're great, iconic actors.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, hey, thank you so much for talking.
Thank you, and enjoy the weekend.
Even when the podcast is over, the show never ends. Join us on social media, where a freak accident continues all day, every day. Visit afreakaccident.com and click on connect.
Please, God, just one good one.
So, like, now that I've got the taste of, like, Nutella and throw-up in my mouth, let's move on to something else disgusting and gross.
This is like a nightmare. This is like the Twilight Zone. It just keeps coming back.
So, I think what should happen here, E has been picking these beans for us.
I'm not taking responsibility
I'm
for...
I'm going to pick the beans out and hand them out. Maybe we'll luck out and we'll all get a good flavor.
That's fine. It's
although,
the
I've lucked out twice,
The luck of the Irish over here will take care of us. Are you Irish?
No.
Oh, okay. The luck of the...
English.
Polish.
Frenchy.
Or French.
The Frenchy.
Or Italian, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Baliba.
To Swamina.
The French.
Yeah, right.
All right, who flicks this time?
Well, if I'm going to pick out the beans, you flick.
Oh, God. I don't trust him either.
They're all going to have a good and a bad, so...
All right. Okay. All right. No, we're going to take this one. All right, we're
why? What was the other one?
It was going to be toothpaste. That's not fun.
No, yeah, that's fine. No, go with that one. Please, no, go with toothpaste. Hey, no, fair and square. Fair and square,
too. It was on the line. So
hey, look at
my
face.
Flick again.
Look at my face. Zero craps given, okay?
No. I don't care. You signed us up for this.
Okay, we'll do the blue one. If you could promise me, before I tell you what that one was,
yeah.
Promise me when the show ends, we could do the one. The next one we do is the one that we didn't hit.
Okay, fine.
We won't tell you what that was.
Fine.
All right, we're going to do this, and it's either...
Nope, you know touchy, because
if the worst thing the worst thing I get in my mouth is mint, I don't care at this point.
It's blue, berry blue and toothpaste. Of course, this is going to be the one I get the berry blue.
Yeah, right.
Watch, it's terrible.
I don't give a crap, okay? Go ahead. 3, 2, 1.
Nope, got toothpaste. Definitely got toothpaste.
Yeah, I definitely got toothpaste.
I got berry blue.
Yeah, the thing is, toothpaste tastes like mint.
Yeah, I can survive with that.
That's what I mean. The worst thing that was going to happen was I'd get a mouthful of mint, which after that last one, I'd be perfectly okay with.
Something, though, to their credit, it does kind of have a foamy taste.
Yeah.
It kind of tastes like the after spit of toothpaste.
The after spit.
Of toothpaste.
The berry blue's pretty good, though. Mm.
All right. Well, guess what? You let her pick that one.
I almost feel like we should just take the rest of them and grind them up into like a delicious milkshake and just have the ultimate cacophony. Because
guess what? This is a great segment for later on. We know how bad it is now. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. Hail to the Dumbo! Some electronics
come through the rift! Have you noticed that a lot of people have been the new trend? People are getting rid of their smartphones and going back to... quote-unquote dumb phones or flip phones.
A lot of people have flip phones now.
Yeah.
No, I haven't noticed that.
They're trying to unplug a little bit because a lot of people are getting a bit spooked over the fact that, oh my God, my entire day just went by and I didn't pull my nose out of Twitter because it's with me all the time.
I know some people that have like gotten rid of their Facebook and their Twitter and their Instagram. They still have their regular phones.
I can totally relate with that. And Crisco, maybe you can too. You'll be sitting in bed and you do the dumb thing and pick up your phone and all of a sudden an hour's gone.
Yeah.
And you're like, it is 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
And I did nothing. And I'm not reading anything important. I'm just scrolling on Facebook.
That's it. Yep. You're just scrolling.
I treat myself like a 5-year-old. I get 15 minutes in the morning and then I'm done.
Do you have like an app or something that like buzzes and says, hey, dope. That's enough.
No, I act like a mature adult and I look at the clock and I go, okay, my 15 minutes is up. I'm done.
How dare you talk about maturity on this show? I ate barf before, okay? You are, no, not here, not
now.
You
finally figured out her problem on this show. She's mature. That's the problem.
There it is.
There's the issue.
We know now.
Oh, the barf taste is gone. That's good.
Turns out, though, according to a new study, your cognitive capacity is significantly reduced when your smartphone isn't just in your hand and you're looking at it. If it's even within reach, it affects your cognitive capacity. Yeah.
So you get dumber when you have the phone in the room.
Even if it's off.
So it's like an addiction.
Kind of, sort of. Well, let's dig into this a little bit. That's the takeaway finding from a new study from the McComb School of Business at the University of Texas in Austin. McComb's assistant professor Adrian Ward and co-authors conducted experiments with nearly 800 smartphone users in an attempt to measure, for the first time, how well people can complete tasks when they have their smartphones nearby, even when they're not using them. In one experiment, the researchers asked study participants to sit at a computer and take a series of tests that required full concentration in order to score well. The tests were geared to measure participants' available cognitive capacity, that is, the brain's ability to hold and process data at any given time. Before beginning, participants were randomly instructed to place their smartphones either on the desk face down, in their pocket or personal bag, or in another room. All participants were instructed to turn their phones to silent. The researchers found that participants with their phones in another room significantly outperformed those who had their phones on the desk. And they were also slightly outperformed those participants who kept their phones in a pocket or bag.
My only question with this is, did we retest those people having the phone on the desk or in the pocket after?
I'm sure they did it that way.
I would hope so.
They probably gave them a test beforehand to get a control, like a
I would
base.
Hope so.
Yeah. Well, that would be how these studies usually go. There's always a control of some kind.
Did they say a percentage of people that were dumber, or was just in general?
I think it was just in general.
Because I was going to say, what, like 50% were dumber, 30% were smarter, and the other 20% jumped out the window because they just couldn't stand it.
Findings suggest that the mere presence of one smartphone reduces available cognitive capacity and impairs cognitive functioning. In another I'm definitely not bringing my phone into the studio when we record next time.
No!
That could explain an awful lot. In another experiment, researchers looked at how a person's self-reported smartphone dependence, or how strongly a person feels he or she needs to have a smartphone in order to get through a typical day, how that affected cognitive capacity. Participants performed the same series of computer-based tests as the first group and were randomly assigned to keep their smartphones either in sight on the desk face up in a pocket or a bag or in another room. In this experiment, some participants were also instructed to turn off their phones. Researchers found participants who were the most dependent on their smartphones performed worse compared with their less dependent peers, but only when they kept their smartphones on the desk or in their pocket or bag. So either way, I mean, having it around is making you stupid.
It could be the point of you always have your answer on your phone, so you're not going to try to think.
Maybe.
Or you're just too focused on, like, I need to answer my phone, I need to do this, I need to do that.
Yeah. Well, who's texting me? Oh my God,
right.
Did I miss
who's
something?
Texting me? What was that notification? What was that over there? What's happening?
Because there are a lot of people I know that feel that I have to answer this text right now. I have to answer this phone call right now. If you're in the mindset of like, yeah, I'll get back to him when I have time, you typically are not thinking about what's going on your phone.
I could also see it, though, the whole thing with if it's a test, especially if it's general knowledge, like the temptation of wanting to just jump on Wikipedia real quick, like looking over at it, like, oh man, like it would be so much easier if I could just check Google right now.
And we talked about this, oh God, months ago about dating problems. That's what it is. You get that urge and you put it away and have no thought of checking it. And without even thinking, you have a phone in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
It's become just such a, like, breathing at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, I've often found myself picking up my phone and just turning it on and clicking to Twitter or to Instagram or Facebook
no
or
reason.
Whatever without even thinking about it. And it's like, oh my God, like I'm literally not even sure what I'm looking for. I'm just doing it out of habit now.
Crisco, when you wake up in the morning, have you ever done that where you just wake up and you just turn it on?
Immediately reach for the phone, pull it up, see what notifications are on there, and start scrolling through the internet to see what's happening. Yeah.
Yeah. You waste morning. So much time.
Yeah.
Don't care.
Well, of course you don't. This is the one time Mickey's lack of technology and wanting to know anything actually works better for you.
We can't even say that because she is literally on her phone the entire time that the mics are off between segments.
This is her one time. Remember she said she gets 15 minutes? She uses it around us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So then she doesn't have to deal with us and our idle conversation between these bits.
It's good conversation.
On to you.
No, it's not.
On to your games. So, I don't know, put the smartphone down, unplug from the Matrix for a little while.
Get a little bit smarter.
I almost don't want to leave this segment because I know what's waiting for me on the other side of this next piece of imaging.
Yeah.
Let's just get it over with.
Here's what listeners are saying about a freak accident.
It's the best show ever.
Whether those listeners are our moms or not is totally not important.
Bean boozled jelly beans, it's caramel, my
I just wanted to be over already.
This is like some medieval punishment.
Yeah, I mean, if they were doing this at Guantanamo Bay, those terrorists are telling them everything they want to know.
You know, again, while you were going to vomit, this is a fun game to like have around your buddies.
No, this is not fun at all.
But if you have all your buddies, it doesn't last this long.
I don't like that I need to participate, though. If I were just watching you do it, yeah, it'd be great. But
This last one is not going to be fair.
Why?
I feel like they set us up for failure here. Because this looks like blood.
Okay.
Well, no, but they all do. This one does have a speckle on it, see? It's just this one was missing. Well,
I don't know what this flavor is. I'm holding a bean. What
okay.
is it?
Okay. Crisco, do you like strawberry banana smoothies?
Oh, I love it, actually. Strawberry banana flavored anything is like my favorite.
Okay, next question. Do you like dead fish? This is
what are we talking about here?
Jesus. This is the worst one. I think
in either case, the answer is no, for the record.
This is the worst one. Maybe rotten egg, maybe up there, but dead fish?
There's no way this is worse than barf.
Dead fish. You're going to barf in your mouth anyways.
I love fish.
It's dead. It means it's rotten.
You know what else is dead? My black heart. Let's eat these
things. Wait. We should take a picture of our three.
All right, yeah. Take a picture of this. Boozled. This will be up on our Instagram to prove that we're doing it.
Okay.
Terrific.
Last one.
Please, God, I just want one good. I have not got one good one yet. Literally, I have not.
I feel like this is dead fish.
No.
This is happening.
This is Crisco's idea, remember.
No, this was your idea, and
I just
allowed it to happen.
Can I just throw my bean at him? How about that?
All right. let's
No, please don't do that. Please don't.
Okay, I'm dizzy now.
All right.
Three. Oh, my God.
Three,
two, one.
Please, God. Yes! Yes! It worked!
Mm-hmm.
Mickey got yes! I got strawberry banana smoothie. yeah. So since I'm not a part of it for the first time, how did that one taste? Describe the flavor to me. Mickey.
Scales.
Bad salmon.
Scales.
So it actually did taste like dead fish.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it tastes like rotten scales.
What was worth, the barf or this one?
Well, you'll notice I'm not puking right now, so obviously the barf was worse.
Well, Mickey,
the barf was only in my mouth for like 3 seconds.
I
eat
fish, so it's not terrible, but it's not something I expect with sugar.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't taste good, but this is... Do not like it.
Oh, refreshing. Do you guys want to know
how was the strawberry banana?
You guys want to know the delicious.
I knew that color difference meant that we were probably
stuck
with the bad
one. Was slightly different color, and we were like, either he got the bad fish and we both got deliciousness, or the other way around.
Well, that's why when she had me pick, I'm like, this is Sophie's choice. Like, I'm sitting here going, I either am the only one, or I'm going to be the happiest one.
You know what you were? The only one that mattered.
And I'm the only one who brought the fire to you. Ba-na-na-na-na-na.
Yep.
Well,
it's gross.
The tuna melt that I have waiting for me after the show is really going to be extra delicious now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's never do this again. Yep. I didn't enjoy this.
Next month.
Next week on the show.
Yeah, what do we got?
We are going to have to postpone swinging. Unfortunately, because we are out of time.
You guys,
we spent too much time with me puking and then having to go fill my mouth with chocolate to make myself feel better.
Listener, if you enjoyed this, we should gauge if we should play it again. Email us, freaks@freakaccent.com. Mm. And when you do that, leave your mailing address or your physical mailing address, as you said before, and we will send you some free stickers.
Will we, though? Will we?
Oh, yeah, we will.
I might just send you the rest. I might just send you the rest of these friggin' jelly beans and let you have a good time. So yeah, there's that. Freakaccident.com is the website. That's freakaccident.com. Click connect on the menu bar, and you'll find links to our social media pages. I'm just upset right now. I just want to. I think after we're done, I'm just gonna go to bed.
it's been a bad day for you.
Yeah, it's been pretty rough. So yeah, find us on social media. We'd love to hear from you. And don't forget, if you enjoy the show, subscribe on iTunes. It'll be automatically delivered to you each week. And the more subscribers we have, and especially the more good reviews that we have, the more we climb those iTunes charts,
and the more times we could play Bean Boozled.
And we would love you for helping us out with that. Sure. We're also available on Google Play Music or wherever podcasts are downloaded.
You're
also
really sad.
I am. This has not been a fun experience.
Stop whining.
Next week, also on the show, swinging, postponed, like I said, the 20 most common lies people tell their partners, and
this is strawberry banana. Yeah.
And music you can use next week.
Oh, beautiful.
In a brand new episode. Thank you for tuning into this one. We'll catch you again soon. For A Freak Accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy E.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you
that some things in life are a given.
Except strawberry banana smoothies.
And a freak accident.
You see?
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No! Son of a bitch!
But if you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.